I'm Rick Tamblyn. People seem to like me because I am polite and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I don't know, Ron. That sounds kind of crazy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man.
Afternoon delight. I'm
gonna make a phone call then.
Arnold, Q1.
After the photo mat was destroyed, the bear scampered back into the woods.
Apparently, he wasn't too happy with his color prints.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that. That's nice and tight. Yeah, it starts the party on the right note.
Yeah. Party.
Crank it up, Rob. We're having a party today. Yes, sirree. Very special day on the show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Birthday show!
It is Friday, June 20.
Yeah.
Technically, if we're keeping track, 2 days before the actual birthday. But, you know, we're not going to be here on Sunday as much as the station's management cajoled us to try to come in.
We're not
going to be here. It is BYOB Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Just about an hour from now, we're going to welcome all the cast of characters to start the celebrating in earnest. On the program today, we got an A-lister, and I want to warn everybody up front, this is going to be a truncated segment because, well, you know what you have to do with A-listers.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You have to modify your programming, Rob, because you have to hustle to get out of here.
Sure.
So we can get him when he's scheduled to be on.
Scheduled to appear.
Now, that's here's the deal. Mm-hmm. When we have, and I'm saying here's the deal again.
That's
when
right.
You have an A-lister like Steve Carell,
uh-huh.
Star of Get Smart,
yes.
Star of The Office,
yes.
The 40-year-old virgin,
mm-hmm.
You have to make amends. You have to make room. You have to modify.
So, accommodate.
And that was him in Anchorman we just heard.
We're going to have to blast out of here just a little bit early. So look for this break to be just a little shorter than normal. And then in our second break, when normally we would have the first fabulous Buzzcast, we will have Mr. Carell in an interview with him.
I'm happy to accommodate.
Very brief amount of time. He's got about 5 minutes to talk to us. But he's worth it.
He is.
I think we're all huge fans, and he's an A-lister.
He's
a big, big star.
I haven't seen him on any other talk shows this week.
I haven't seen him at all. You know, he's totally a ghost. Today on the program also for BYOB Friday, the guys that really helped us launch this incredible day, Big Owen Dukes, the midday show here at WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Coming back.
And, of course, it is birthday BYOB Friday, and lots more fun and more thrills. Now, I want to get to part two of the Buzz Burbank hedonism story.
Oh, yeah.
But before I do that, hey, Joe, we do have a little issue with the computer, and I don't want to say restart it. Let me see if I can take this phone call.
We're meeting
and
a
make
bunch
that
of
thing go away.
Buzz babes today, too.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. George, you're on the air.
George. Michael, Sean, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
O'Mara.
Yes, sir.
Sir, let me be the first of the day to wish you a wonderful and happy birthday.
Thank you, my 35th. Thanks so much, George. I appreciate that. I'm getting a little icon here. I'm going to say restart later because I took that call and it was fine.
Yeah.
All right. Where was I? I'm totally losing track of the program already at the very beginning. Oh,
you were going to talk about
it. Was it a gay icon that you got?
It was a gay icon.
Was
Thank
it Barry
you.
Manilow?
That's how it reminds me. Uh-huh. Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please. Ah. I want to thank Beth Ann. I got a lovely gift from her that I want to share with everybody.
Oh, how nice.
We gave you some gifts before the show.
This is probably the nicest gift. Got a very nice package of things from Rob.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And Buzz was very generous.
With you're here.
Lovely yeah. gift cards that I got from Buzz.
But down.
Beth Ann this year has taken the cake. And I want to thank her for
we'll make her bring it back.
Kiplinger's Guide to a Secure Retirement.
I worry.
Oh, that's nice.
Kiplinger's Guide, Retirement Planning 2008. Plan now, your million-dollar formula. Catch up on your savings.
I want you to have enough.
Protect your nest egg.
Definitely.
Retire worry-free.
Are you
trying to
Mike.
Tell him something?
And then this, the main article
Does
here.
She know something we don't know, Buzz?
I don't know.
And incidentally, you know, they don't look like they're your normal retirees. Do you think they make an effort to put, like, 28-year-old people
they
on
planned.
The cover? Live the dream is
Live the dream.
Caption here as you look at a very, very foxy lady with an oversized hat. Let's analyze the
Can
cover
you see
of this
the lady?
Magazine.
That's a big hat.
Lady.
I think, you know, if we could get a picture of that, I would put that on the website. Get a picture up of the website because really, I'd like to see people analyze that photograph.
Okay.
Because that is just very strange. They do not look like elderly people that would
They're
be
not.
Retiring. It's still possible.
But
we'll show you how to fund it.
Allows you to live the dream, Mike.
All right. Yes, the living the dream, Dave. And a nice card from Buzz. That Buzz wanted to read to me on the air, so I'll let him do that
I
right
do,
now.
I do, if I may, if you didn't know. Do we have any sort of soft, lovely music to go behind this, Rob, by
I
any chance?
I believe so.
He's got a lot in his satchel over there.
It's
really
a yellow
does.
Card that I've selected for you, Mike, with flowers and a watering can and a picket fence, and it says on the cover, Happy Birthday, Sister.
Thank you.
Inside, it says...
Wait, let him get the music out. Don't rush.
No.
We're going to get to this. I just, I'm a big believer.
It's worth the wait.
When reading greeting cards on the air, you get the perfect music.
Well, and you want to save... Yes, exactly. Right, perhaps
he
romantic,
might be a little tardy because he was making his protein shake.
It's important.
Well, you were eating something at the beginning of the show, weren't you?
I might be a little tardy because no one gave me any warning.
You've lost 57 pounds now, right?
120 pounds.
That is great.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much.
All right.
How about you, Mike?
What's going on? You're normally faster than this. What's did we catch you by total surprise today?
Oh, my pants are around my ankles.
It's just like a little, you know, the stuff that we always ask.
That's because
I know, but it's not where it normally is.
Oh, did somebody get into your stuff?
I don't want to say that.
Somebody got into your stuff.
Your pants fell down because you're...
This is... Time is of the essence. We have only 10 minutes left in this break before we have to break. All right, go ahead. Read the card. He's not going to get it.
All right, here it is.
Damn
Mike.
It!
All right. Jesus, Rob. What a disappointment. On my birthday.
It begins.
Happy birthday, sister.
Yes.
Today, let the hours move slowly. Let the warmth of the sun bathe your skin.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of a breeze dance across your face.
Queer.
Today, let each birthday minute celebrate you and make you feel all the beauty around you.
I am a gay American.
And within you.
Yeah.
Today,
mm-hmm.
let it be all about you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
That is nice.
I'm getting a little choked up here, to be honest with you.
My sister. That had music, it might have been too much.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah, it could have
yeah
been.
That's
right.
It would have really ruined it. Hey, Beth Ann McBride to the studio, please.
Thanks for
somebody
the
is really
support.
Look at Rob. Somebody has really messed with his stuff.
I'm sorry.
His system is completely. What's happening?
I'm
are you having
so
a?
Sorry.
Are you having an anal retentive meltdown over there?
There's a few discs that I like to have at the ready for the whole show, and it was not at the ready.
And why was that? That was that your fault
could
or somebody
else's?
Could
it have been when you were gone?
No, I don't think it was when I was gone, but I also won't say it was my fault either.
So that means somebody's been at it.
I think it was me when he was gone.
Which intern would you like to send to Baltimore this weekend? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a carryover from the old show. This is something I feel
and
we must do.
Great idea.
Beth Ann is handing me a card. Is this from you?
It's from me.
All right. Should I read it on the air?
Well, I want you to see it. And I'll go get the intern.
Is it for on the air?
Again, that wasn't an answer.
Buzz
yes.
said before the show that it was for on the air, his card, and you can see where it was kind of cute and funny. Let me see what it says. And is that a subscription to retirement planning, or is that just one issue?
You'll get one every month.
Did you really get a subscription?
Live your dream.
Did you really get a subscription?
No.
Of course not. Look at how miserly she is. All right. Another birthday. You know you're getting on in years when your underwear creeps up on you. Interesting.
All right.
And then it says... Have a happy one. And, everybody sign this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from everybody, then.
Oh, wow. Everybody sign this.
It's like a petition.
Everybody that's here today.
It's a petition for your happiness.
How many people are here today? A lot of people sign this. Mm-hmm.
Almost
all I like Joe Artinger's signature.
What did he say?
It's just backwards and like Charlie like. It's very good. Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much. Now, which intern would you like to send? Or would you like to send both of them?
I think it would be fair to. Why don't you talk to them both?
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of torturing our interns and actually not really torturing them,
no,
but
this is a good
screwing up their weekends and really having them earn their stripes, mm-hmm. it's time for the Gay Pride Parade in Baltimore this weekend. It's Pride 2008 up in Baltimore.
And what have you always said? Be proud.
Be proud. Be out mm-hmm. and proud. And that's there's right. nothing more out and proud than a Gay Pride Parade.
Right.
We missed the one in D.C. I was crushed about that.
Which one do you think should go shirtless?
I think really Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You know
Peter
what would be
should
nice
go shirtless.
Is if
Peter might be gay for all I know.
Oh, I don't think
we've never
so.
Questioned
no,
him about
we
his
don't
sexuality.
Know, but I,
what if they
here
went,
comes Drew.
What if they went handcuffed together?
Oh, they're bringing something.
That's a wonderful
important.
Idea.
Oh, look
oh,
at this.
Oh, look at that.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Mike.
Happy birthday to
happy birthday you. You.
Boston Cream, my favorite.
Ah. Mike's posing for a photo, which
it's not working.
No doubt, put up at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Yeah, it's on.
It's a Boston cream cake with a candle.
Should I blow out the candles?
One of the cheapest you can buy.
Maraschino cherry.
All right, the camera.
Now the cake is from everybody.
Yeah,
from the
intern. Take this to the back, Drew. Take that into the back, and then hustle your butt back in here because
and
you
see
want
that,
to
see that no one gets hit in the
right,
face with that.
Here's what we want to do before we get to Buzz. Very quickly, we are going to send the interns up to Baltimore mm-hmm. to cover and get interviews at the Gay Pride Parade. How do you think that sounds, Drew?
Sounds great.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that's
what
you
want to
hear.
Attitude.
Yeah,
that's the attitude. This is going to be a simple deal. Now, Drew, would you like to prepare your own questions, or would you like them prepared for you? Because
closer to the mic, Drew, right by your face.
Pull
move the mic
down.
Don't have to move your face that way.
The Gay Pride Parade, Peter. We're sending you and Drew up to the Gay Pride Parade tomorrow in Baltimore.
When is that,
Peter? There's another microphone.
Peter,
over
there's
there.
Another microphone.
It's tomorrow, Peter.
This might be the tougher nut to crack.
I can see that
yeah,
right
I
now.
I can feel it all.
He's wearing two shirts.
Peter, you and Drew are going to the Gay Pride Parade. It's your first intern job, and it's a standard intern job. We did this with Matt the Pole last year. Mm-hmm. And
we've done it with others in the past as well.
You notice that I'm not asking.
Okay.
Yes. So this, I'm not sure exactly what time the parade falls, but here is your mission, gentlemen. Mr. Spiewak has already offered up a suggestion, and because we do this on the fly, I mm-hmm. consider that suggestion to be very good.
Yes.
And
yes.
We will be handcuffing you two together. You will have the key, of course, to unlock these handcuffs.
Just for show, boys.
But for show. But you will be handcuffed while you are doing this, and you know, you will be side by side. You will not have to hold hands, but you will be handcuffed together. Then
can we hold hands if we want to?
Yes, you can hold hands. Now, see, that is the spirit of the day. That is very good.
That's it.
And then simply, you know, what does gay pride mean to you? Rob, I think you and I will put our heads together, throw a few questions together for these lads during the break. And as a matter of fact, late in the show, I think we can probably come up with some fabulous questions.
But I also invite them to go off script. I'd like
yes.
to see what they've got.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally,
well, so
do
the
you require the assistance, or do you think you cats could handle this on your own?
I just asked them that. What is the answer to that question?
You'll probably think of some questions.
Yeah. We'll give them a little help.
Yeah.
Both. But at the end, at the very end of every interview, everybody you talk to up there, happy pride from the Mike O'Mara Show, because we want that. That's the message we want to get
out. You're ambassadors
yeah.
for this.
All right. So you'll get together with Beth Ann. Are you gentlemen up for the task?
Definitely.
Welcome to broadcast journalism.
Yep.
All right. This is probably going to be the greatest moment of your internship, so get ready for it and enjoy it. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on our resumes.
Thank you so much.
Remember to wear lots of leather.
Very good. You can tell the older one. The older one more back talky. You can always tell. That's Pater.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pedro.
We have Pater and we have Sling Blade.
That's right. Sling Blade. Incidentally, Drew, did you know that that's your nickname?
Now I do.
Come up to the
he's yeah, sharp, that one.
Can you just say this, please? I sure would like some of those French fried potatoes.
I sure would like some of those French fried potatoes.
Pretty damn close.
That
pretty
is.
Good.
Thank you. All right.
There are biscuits and mustard.
Is the camera not
the
working?
Back.
Is that what it's working? Well, I don't have a cake in front of me.
You want the cake back?
So the only
would
thing
you, like
you would get would be this.
Would
this
like
would
hold,
be the only photograph that you would
like
get,
to hold
right?
a daisy.
All right. Thank you.
How about pose with your balloons?
I don't think so.
I just a suggestion.
That's right. Am I a trained rabbit? No. All right. Are you ready to get to
hard
the
to train a rabbit?
Part two of hedonism. Yeah, he's got that music ready to go. All right,
this
got,
I was expecting.
We've got a very brief amount of time.
I understand.
Here's, I remember like it was yesterday because it was.
It was.
I remember exactly where you were in the story.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You had met this woman that looked like Bo Derek. You were sitting on the beach. You were all naked because it was a nude beach. You were at hedonism. This chair was situated with your wife on the left. This woman came over, and you guys got on the subject of sex, and she crawled into your beach chair. Beth Ann was very interested. Was it a lounge, chaise lounge,
yes.
or was it a chair?
Your standard chaise lounge that you'd see around any swimming pool.
Understood.
There were a bunch of these lined up along the edge of the water. Marcia was in the first one. I was in the second one.
Wow.
This woman was in the third one, and her boyfriend was in the fourth one.
So,
and we were all talking.
And you were talking, and the subject of sex came up.
And somehow it managed to.
Unavoidably.
We were in our
20s. All right.
We were having rum. It was sunny. It was another country. And yes, the subject came up.
Here is my specific question.
All right.
So the subject of sex came up.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously something had to be said that motivated that woman, naked,
mm-hmm.
to get up and walk over to your chaise lounge.
Nothing was said. Whatever motivated her came out of her brain.
So nothing was said. You didn't say something like, well, if you'd come over here,
no,
I'd tell
no,
you.
No,
do
no,
you
no.
remember
I'm
how?
Not
Hi, I'm Buzz.
I'm
Would
that,
you like to see me?
I'm really not that forward. I'm really pretty shy.
I know. They just flock to you.
I
know.
Remember
it happens like magic, asshat.
This
right.
is a quarter of a century ago, I realized. But do you remember what drove the conversation or what was the transition or how it began to be sexy talk?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it doesn't really just happen. It has to sort of evolve.
It was very long ago, and there was rum and ganja involved, and
rum
who
and
knows?
What?
There were naked people
ganja.
On the beach in the sun, so it's not terribly surprising that the subject would somehow come up. How it came up precisely after all this time, I don't remember.
So she came over into your beach chair.
Sat on the edge of it.
Sat on the
as
edge of your chaise lounge.
Sat on the edge of one's bed.
But she was perfectly
example.
Comfortable in her own chaise lounge. She just was motivated to come over to yours.
I think she had a mission in mind.
Did she was getting out of the water, or was she just
no,
there?
No, we were all in our chairs.
What
at
did she
the time.
Say? What did she say? What happened when she came and sat down on your chaise lounge?
She touched me, perhaps inappropriately.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. For public, yeah. I mean, granted, we're naked.
What's
but
your reaction? Well, I mean, besides, what is your reaction when this happened?
Well, after that,
yeah.
I said, I think we need to go indoors.
Really?
And
so you immediately, rapid.
I turned to my wife and said, I think we need to go indoors.
What is the wife saying at this point?
She got
I mean,
up
Marcia's
and,
a bit of a free spirit, but I mean, yeah. did she feel this was going on? Did
she
realize this?
That you had been touched?
I think so. It would have been hard for her not to notice.
Oh, so to speak.
She was there for the conversation, so
right.
we all got up out of our chairs at the same time.
15 seconds.
And walked toward
we
the
We are
going to
continue this. So this happens. You look at her. Now, who did you look at when you said, we need to go inside?
To Marcia.
And what did Marcia say?
We all got up. She got up. We all got up.
And did she look at you knowingly?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, she didn't scowl, if that's what you're asking.
Did she think that there was about to be a transaction or a trade? Because,
well,
I mean, obviously,
you were about
to go on to the next step.
Yeah.
Was it implied that she was going to get something out of this as well?
The conversation must have reflected this because I think it was understood by all parties what was going to happen
so,
next.
So, at this point, you get up and you walk to the room.
Right.
We have to continue this. We cannot proceed any further because we have an A-list guest that we have
scheduled
to make time
to
for.
Appear.
Yes,
okay.
Scheduled to appear. You know, who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. The next segment will be manic. It will be frantic. Because we do not know. We have a specific time. We're supposed to talk to Mr. Carell.
Must we backburner this?
We cannot backburner. We have to backburner this. That is essential. We have to take a break. This is BYOB Friday. Big O and Duke's going to be here on the big show. And
bone your own Buzz.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, my God. And then we will, at some point, Buzz, we're going to have to. We're going to have to revisit this.
Okay.
Because you're all four of you naked walking into your room now. Mm-hmm. All right. Steve Carell, star of Get Smart. He'll be on the big show. We'll be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.